Betty. She wrote that song as well as sung it well today. Let's bow our heads in prayer, shall we please? Our Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you're here with us today. The power and person of the Holy Spirit is here to guide us, direct us, and lead us onward to heaven, living within us, expressing himself through us to the world in their poverty-stricken spiritual needs. Bless the message today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Two kinds of love, selfish love and self-love. A boy loved a girl so much he worshiped the very ground her father discovered oil on. Then there's self-love. He who is deeply in love with himself should get a divorce. Today I'm talking about your mind, your control tower, sits at the top of your body. Let this mind, Philippians 2:5, which is in you, which also is in Christ Jesus. And Proverbs 23:7 reads, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Think of that. Like a control tower in an airport, so your brain, your mind is the traffic controller at the top of your body. You determine thought landings that make up your eternal and entire lifestyle. These all come from five senses or inputs, properly called sense gates: the ears, the eyes, the touch, the smell, and the taste. Your brain contains only 2% of your body, 20% of blood, and 20% of oxygen. During the first month of life, the number of connections increase, listen to this, from 50 million to 1 quintillion. If your body grew accordingly, it would increase from 8.5 pounds to 170 pounds in the same month. Imagine how balanced God is. There's no pain in your brain. I want you to get this. It cannot notify you when your decisions are wrong and hurting you. You're left to your own discretion. Your brain will not correct you. You may sense your wrongness, but it's not there in that capacity. Possession, many people are demon-possessed and don't even know it. That's why they do things that are inhuman. Satan tempts the saints. We're tempted when drawn away from our own lust and enticed. Satan put a thought in, but what you meditate on, that's what counts. Listen to this. There's no devil in the first chapter and the last two chapters of the Bible. Give the Lord a hand of praise. He didn't start anything, and he can't finish anything. Learn to control your words. Listen to what you say. Words can bless or bruise. They can comfort or condemn. Joseph, think of what he went through with his brothers. All of his words were positive, with forgiveness, protection, and assurance, even after his father died. He could have been a young man of vengeance, but he was not. And so we have to understand our mind controls ourself. Mind controlled by someone else. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 7, you ran well, but who hindered you? Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. In opposition, there are two kinds of people. There are careless people, controlled by their determination. They want to control every avenue of your life if they can. Don't let somebody control you. Learn to let God through the Holy Spirit control you. There's cultic people, religious controllers. The Stoics, they had an inward revelation that nobody else had. There are cults that project the only way to heaven. Then there's occults, which are demon-inspired. So the mind controlled by self can be controlled by someone else. Mind controlled by something in your life. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 12 reads, I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. I am a believer in Christianity just as I believe that the sun is shining and risen. Not only because I see it, but by it I see everything else. So is it with God. We not only see Jesus, but through him we see everything else. Paul was a headache to the devil. Satan's biggest mistake was imprisoning Paul. Because Paul labored with his own hands. He was criticized because teachers at that time taught man was known by his income. Paul taught man is self-worth. Not perfection, not in performance, but in our position with God. I want you to say that again. It's not how perfect you are, not what performance you have, it's your position in Christ. There are two kinds of righteousness. There is Christ righteousness, and then there is creature righteousness, which cannot save. Jesus himself prayed, not my will, but yours be done. If you're going through a test or a trial, there are three ways in which you can react. Number one, you can have resentment. I don't like it. Why? Oh, why is it happening to me? How many whys do you have in your life today? Why? Why me? Why? Resentment. Why does it happen to me? It doesn't happen to anybody else around me. Then there's resignation. I can't change it. I've got to face it. I don't like it. But I have to face what I'm going through. I have to stand up like a man, like a woman, like a child, and be what God wants. I don't like it. I'm resignated. Nation, I can't change it. I know that. I know that. And there's a revelation. You are doing what's best for me. I ask you the all-important question as a Christian. Are you trusting Jesus for everything? Everything. Man was getting saved in one of our services near our first building in North Marysville. And a man was praying with him. It was Bob Cortliver, Darlene's father, who was getting saved. And this little man stood to him. And he said, but I'm an alcoholic. I'm this, I'm that. And the little man looked at him and said, God's just going to take care of everything. Do you have that kind of confidence in God? He's aware of you spiritually, physically, financially, mentally, and emotionally. He knows all of those things that you're going through right now. And he's closer to you than the breath in your mouth. Before refrigerators, people used ice houses to preserve their food. Ice houses had thick walls, no windows, and tightly fit door. They were built in the winter by large blocks of ice covered with sawdust. One man lost his valuable watch while working in an ice house. He and his friends searched, but their efforts were totally futile. A small boy heard about the fruitless search and slipped into the ice house during the noon hour and soon emerged with the watch. Amazed, the men asked, how did he find it? How did you find it? Oh, he said, I just closed the door. I laid down on the sawdust and kept very still. Soon I heard the watch ticking. One question. Do you hear God's watch ticking? Do you hear that? Only often the question is not whether God is speaking, but are we still enough, quiet enough to hear him? God is speaking to us all the time, many times through the day. We're just not conscious of it because we're all wrapped up in our circumstance instead of our Savior. Very easy to allow circumstances or people are pushing you back and forth in your life. Learn to stand on your feet regardless of what people say or think or do and say, this is my life. I'm going to live it for God in pleasing to the Lord Jesus and nobody else. Give the Lord a hand for that. All depends on the tower up there, that brain of yours. Think of that. As a man thinketh, so is he. You think it, then you meditate on it, And then you do it. Stop it right there at the beginning. If the devil whispers to yourself that you're not worth anything, you tell the devil, you're the one that's not worth anything. I'm worth the world. The Bible said my soul is worth more than the universe. Can you say amen to that? Don't you ever feel you're unworthy. You are worthy because God made you. You are worthy because he put within you everything you need in life. He loves you so much that he can't keep his eyes off of you. The eyes of the Lord run through all the earth and behold all of man's doings. Wow. Imagine 7 billion people on this planet, and he sees every eye, every inflection, opening and closing your eyelids. Imagine. Only God could do that with 7 billion people on our planet. 14 billion eyeballs he's watching. Imagine. Only God can do that, but he does it well. He knows you better than people know you, than you know yourself. He knows what's best for you when the world falls out. God has the promise he'll keep it for you. Trust in him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. All your mind, all your soul. He is a trustworthy God. Has he ever failed you? No. Have we ever failed him? Probably too many times to count. God is an unfailing, loving, compassionate God who cares about us today. He loves you. He loves you more than you'll ever understand until you get inside the pearly gates. Often wonder what it's going to be like. I've said it before. When I step through that gate, wow, what am I going to see? Mind-boggling. We couldn't contain it in our natural minds. We have a spiritual heart, spiritual spirit, a spiritual soul. Wherever you're watching today, whatever you're doing today, whatever you're going through today, God sees you, God knows you, and God loves you. I want you that are watching and listening in many parts of the world today, if you need Jesus, he's right here, right there beside you, the person of the Holy Spirit to forgive you. If you'll just simply say this little prayer, oh God, I'm a sinner. I come to you in the name of Jesus, my Savior and my Lord. I ask for forgiveness of all my sins. Wash me in your blood. Make me your child. I want to serve you. I want to be a Christian. I want to know I'm going to heaven. Today, you can know that by saying that prayer. So simple. The Bible said a child need not err therein. A little child, I was 7 when I gave my heart to the Lord. You know the story. Went behind the platform, got on my knees, and asked Jesus to come in my heart. What a change. I knew I was saved at 7. You know what? You know that you're right with God. If you prayed that prayer, God answered that prayer. God bless you. Lord, bless this people, all of them today. Amen. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed. How many in this room know beyond a shadow of a doubt